League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's talk to Bill Blaine. He's a strategist at Mint Partners. Very good morning to you, young
Bill. Good morning to you, Moose.
Right, what's going on in the world? What's on your mind? What's on your soapbox?
We are at a very interesting stage in the world. Over the start point of this week, we had looked like a serious wobble in the global stock markets. But yesterday, we saw very, very strong recovery. Where do we go from here in global stocks? Going to be interesting. It looks like what we saw was a bit of a warning, though. And I suspect we're going to get close to a top in global stocks. If we look at the global bond market, it's clear that interest rates are rising.
Yep.
Now, we're going to get some confirmation of that, I think, with the last Yellen Fed meeting. But where do we go after that? We've got global bonds looking in bear phase. We've got global stocks looking like they are near a top. And we all know that the global economy is expanding very rapidly. Therefore, what should your investment approach be in a market like that? Financial assets, bonds and stock looking weak.
Yep.
Where do you put your money?
Alternative assets.
Alternative assets. And this is where it gets very interesting. What are alternative assets? We're talking about people investing in real assets, producing real returns, things that are correlated with global growth and less correlated with the price of global financial assets, bonds and stocks, which we all know have been inflated as a result of quantitative easing. Good examples of alternative assets that are correlated to growth could be things like aviation. You can buy aircraft in the form of a share of the equity or the senior debt through various structures. The aircraft are leased by an airline. If the airline defaults, the aircraft itself can be released to somebody else, and at the end of the period is sold for cash, which you get back. By taking a share of an aviation deal, you're taking a share on the value of an asset that is being used in a growing market. We expect air transport will increase dramatically in the next 20 years. Now, a lot of that will be in Asia, but it's a growing market. The same could potentially be true of shipping. Over the last 10 years since the global financial crisis, shipping markets have been extremely weak because of the slowdown in global trade. Some parts, like liquid natural gas, for instance, have been stronger, but generally bulk carriers and even containers and even tankers have found the assets are extremely cheap. If you believe the global macro alignment of sustained growth everywhere, then shipping's another area that's worth looking at. And then another area, and there I've got a whole list, I'm afraid, Moose. Another area to think about could be infrastructure and renewable power. Now, this is something that appeals to many investors for a number of reasons. Renewable power, which could be solar power, wind, waste energy, and increasingly people looking at tidal power, produces carbon-reducing energy. And that's something green, and that's something that people want to get into. Now, there has been a big movement the last couple of years for green bonds, but frankly, a lot of these are just normal deals disguised with a green title. If you have an ethical fund, or if your fund investors are asking for ethical green investments, perhaps it's time to be looking at how to invest, not in stocks and shares, but how to invest directly in renewable power sources. And this, I think, is one of the biggest investment shifts that we're likely to see in the next couple of years. People moving away from simply buying stocks and shares, whether that's in a passive form, such as an ETF of stocks, an exchange-traded fund, or in simply handing money over to an equity or a bond manager to run. And I think you're going to see funds that are focused on renewables, funds that are focused on alternative-type real assets, becoming an increasing area of interest.
Okay, so 2018, stock markets a huge amount of people think we're in the ninth innings and coming to an end. Bob Marley,
you've been reading my morning porridge, haven't you?
There are some people who think we're in the first innings because it's different this time. In terms of the bonds, obviously looking toppy, everyone talking bear markets. And so in terms of alternative assets, I'm always interested in return on capital employed. Okay, and some of these themes, everyone says, oh, this is the next fad, this is the next wave, okay, and they don't actually make you returns. Okay, where would you put your money in alternatives in 2018?
Well, let me give you an example of some of the differences we're seeing in the market. You can buy high-yield bonds issued by sub-investment grade companies that are yielding 220 basis points over treasuries. You know that if interest rates rise, that that company is going to run into troubles repaying its debt.
Yep.
We're going to see them struggle, and it's likely we'll see some kind of default, because for the last 10 years, they've been owned perhaps by private equity, who has been leveraging them up in order to take out higher and higher dividends. So you're going to get a reward of 230 basis points over US treasuries for buying that bond. That equilibrates to somewhere in the region of, what, 4.5% or so. Or you can invest in an aviation asset where, at the end of the day, you have an ownership slice in an aircraft that will be able to be sold in the market. Now, there are different types of aircraft markets. Some are more risky than others. I'm sure everyone's aware of the fact that wide-body aircraft are more difficult to place than the narrow-bodied mass multi-workhorses of the air. But if you're in the right kind of aircraft, you know you can sell it if the airline using it defaults.
Okay.
And airlines do default,
yep.
But you can pretty much predict what is going to cause an airline default. For that risk, you're probably going to get paid somewhere in the region of 6-7%. So the actual return is far higher. And the risk of default is going to fall as the global economy recovers. I think the big risk for all alternative assets, though, and we've been talking here about an investment strategy based on investing in assets correlated to global growth, is that the current consensus that the globe is in a period of recovery might be under test. All the numbers point to recovery, but what if the US economy starts to slow next year? What if we see the current recovery actually just a very tired recovery after 10 years of very slow recovery? So I think there are some doubts beginning to emerge about just how strong the global macro environment is. Now, that would tend to suggest that you put money back into bonds, because bonds is where you invest in recession. But what does that then mean for the global stock markets?
I think it's the most difficult year for a very, very long time, 2018.
We had a fantastic year last year. You never realise that until you look at
the numbers
at the end of the year. You never realise how good it was. But this year we do face an enormous number of challenges. In the bond market, the effects of quantitative easing have made bond market spreads, frankly, unsustainable. When high-yield junk is yielding so little more than the supposedly safe asset class, you have to wonder what's going on, especially when interest rates will rise. And also, I think we're going to see more global tension arise as well in terms of the destabilizing effects politically, but also the issues that may come about from more protectionism, whatever. In stock markets, we've had such a spectacular rise. Valuations are beginning to look stretched.
Yep.
I find it interesting when people are trying to justify further gains rather than protect themselves from the downside. And we have seen the VIX, the volatility index,
rise up to 15.
But then the fact that it's actually come down since then has a whole bunch of stock analysts screaming, ah, this is another buy signal. That's what I mean about the mentality of the market being predicated towards further upside, rather than thinking about, well, maybe we're at the top, how much further can this go? Now, I know that sounds very nervous, ninny-type approach, but I've been doing this long enough to know that when a market goes parabolic, that you're going to see something happen
on the
other
side. You're going to have to stop and reverse at some point
yeah.
in time. Just to finish off, okay, I always think having a few out-of-the-money put options on the back book is always a wise bill, as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.